I'm speaking to the player of the match here, who got three goals. She got one in the first 5 minutes. She's putting her Player of the Year award in the box, and she got two early in the second half, and it was a comprehensive win today, wasn't it?
Yeah, but saying it, like, I know the scoreboard probably won't do the match justice, because it was such a tough match. Like, Ratnor never gave up till the final whistle. Like, they were even, like, in the last dying few minutes, they were still attacking and, you know, trying to get scores. And I suppose we knew that that's what we faced today. They wouldn't give up.
Yeah. And your own point of view, you're still carrying that left knee. It's a long time since I remember playing you without any kind of bandage on you, but your problem with not ligaments, it's the old cartilage.
Yeah, well, the two knees are bothering me. I'm nearly afraid to go to a consultant because I've been fed up being told to retire. And I was like, I suppose the love of the game that keep me coming back and Enter to win with this group of girls are just unreal. Like, and you know, it's not every day you get to a county final, and I suppose it makes it all more special. So I suppose that kind of drive you on. And even when I got injured in the first half, there was no way I was coming off. I was like, no way.
I was just saying, the likes of yourself and Mary and Ursula and the two Kyos, you know, you're driving the team on, because maybe you want to win another All-Ireland before you finish.
Yeah, like, you know, I suppose it doesn't take much to drive you on, like, when you're training. Like, we've been kind of training since this day last year when we won a county final last year. Like, we have never let up, because we thought we were playing the Leinster Championship until, you know, when it was cancelled in May and stuff. So I suppose, like, it wouldn't be hard to drive you on when you get special days like this, and to, like, nothing beats winning with your club in a county final, and it's just unbelievable.
And you have a heavy schedule ahead of you now, because you've decided to play last year's Leinster Championship. You're playing St. Jude's next Saturday.
Yeah.
And you have to play this year's.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
How are you going to manage that?
Well, hopefully it'll be a heavy schedule, because the more you win, the more, like, if you win next weekend, you're out the following weekend. If you win that weekend, you're out the weekend after it. Yeah. And the weekend after, like, I think the matches are going to be played off, like, within 4 weeks. And I suppose we fought hard last May for the 2020 Championship to be finished. And I suppose, like, you know, it's not every day you win a county final, and you can see, like, it's so hard to get to a county final and win a county final. So, you know, getting to them matches, hopefully we'll be busy. We don't mind having a quiet Christmas if we have to. Just as long as we're winning, that means, you know, keep playing. So
you got two textbook goals, just grab it out of hand, turn it in from close in. How many of those goals? I'd love to do many goals.
I suppose the ball just kind of Shelley dropped one into me, landed perfectly in my hand, and seeing as I couldn't move too fast around the place, it was just happened to get in, and I was after missing the penalty, so I was kind of like, oh geez, I may make up for that, or I won't hear the end of it tonight.
I better let you go to watch you for a photograph.
Perfect, thanks.
Well done, congratulations.
Thank you.